Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with some more English nursery rhymes. They come with actions and dances that you can do while you say them. They are fun to do and will help you learn about rhythm and verse. Rub-a-dub-dub. This first rhyme is perfect for bath times. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who do you think they were? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Turn them out, knaves, all of three. You can pretend to be drying yourself with a towel by doing a shaking action up and down with two arms in front of you. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who do you think they were? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Turn them out, knaves, all of three. The action will help you find the rhythm in the verse. Hickory Dickory Dock. This verse is particularly good for watching the clock. Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory Dickory Dock. Why not try making a clock shape with your two arms as you say it? Hold the right arm up to the sky and the other arm out to the side, like the hands of a clock. And you can bring the left arm up in a ticking motion. One, two, three. Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory Dickory Dock. This little piggy went to market. This is an extra fun verse and good for warming up your feet for the longer rhymes we have to come. Lots of mothers enjoy saying this verse to their young children, but anyone can do it too. This little piggy went to market, and this little piggy went home, and this little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. Pinch your toes as you say the rhyme, starting from the big toe to the little toe, imagining that each toe is a little pig. This little piggy went to market, and this little piggy went home, and this little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. Little Jack Horner. This is a Christmassy verse, but you can say it any time of year. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Picture a big juicy plum pie in front of you. And as you are saying the rhyme, imagine that you are putting in your thumb and pulling out a plum. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Well, actually, I don't think everyone would agree with Jack that he had such good table manners. And now here are some rhymes often sung in schools. And they come with dances that you can do with them. Some of them are very old verses indeed. But they are timeless, and children still play them to this day. Here we go round the mulberry bush. This is a rhyme about a special tree called a mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush on a cold and frosty morning. As you sing it, you all hold hands and gallop three times round to the left and three times round to the right. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush on a cold and frosty morning. Ring a roses. And here's another verse with a simple circle dance. It's from the 17th century. I'm sure everyone knows it. First, you link hands and you skip round and round in a circle. And when it says a tissue, you hold your nose and you all fall down. Ring a roses, a pocket full of poses. A tissue, we all fall down. Did you know some people say that the verse is about the plague that happened in the 17th century? The poses, which are flowers like roses, were thought to help protect you from the plague, which they thought was caught in the air. Ring a roses, a pocket full of poses. A tissue, we all fall down. This is a longer rhyme well known in English schools and has a game like a dance that is performed with it. Two children link their hands in the air to make an arch. The others dance under the arch, but at the end their hands come down to make a chopper and catch whoever is going through them on the last line, as you will hear. Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clemens. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's. When will you pay me, say the bells of Old Bailey. When I grow rich, say the bells of Shoreditch. When will that be, say the bells of Stepney. I do not know, says the great bell of Bow. Here comes a candle to light you to bed, and here comes a chopper to chop off your head. And all those bells are bells of London churches. And here is a very old rhyme from the Mother Goose Tales, written in 1765. It's called Two Little Dicky Birds. Two little dicky birds sitting on a wall, one named Peter, one named Paul. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. Come back, Peter, come back, Paul. For the actions, use your index finger on either hand to act out the bird sitting on the wall. When they fly away, send each bird behind your back and then bring them back again for the last line. Two little dicky birds sitting on a wall, one named Peter, the other named Paul. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. Come back, Peter, come back, Paul. Well, I hope you enjoyed those nursery rhymes. They can help you learn a lot about rhythm and verse. Some of the verses are very old, and children have sung and played to them for hundreds of years. So they give us a feel of history too. Bertie says they are really fun for little children and even when you're grown up. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!